Oh, yeah, I was going to ask you. Yeah, you got it. I haven't pitched since January. I'm well rested.
You got a few pitchers that I haven't pitched since January.
Very good. All right. It's July 28th, 1990. I'm talking with Mike Hargrove, first baseman for the, let's see, Texas Rangers, Cleveland Indians, and I guess San Diego Padres for half a year also. My first question to you is, what are some of the most memorable moments that you had in your career?
Well, I think maybe that you know, obviously you'd have to start with the year that I had in 1974 whenever I was American League Rookie of the Year, making the 75 All-Star team. That was a memorable achievement for me. I think probably the biggest thrill that I had playing one time was, I can't even remember the guy's name. Isn't that terrible? Left-hand reliever for Detroit.
John Hiller?
John Hiller. Thank you, Yank. Okay. That's who it was. John Hiller, who really was a premier left-handed closer at that time. And we had about a 14-inning game in Texas. Billy Martin was managing, and he had pinch hit for me every time a left-hander pitcher had come into the game up until that time, and he let me stay in the game. I ended up getting the game-winning hit off of John Hiller to win the game. So, I mean, that I don't know why that sticks out in my mind, but I think probably the reason it does is because that really is the game that probably got me over the hump as far as being able to play every day.
What's the one thing about playing Major League Baseball that that fans who follow the game really understand the least in terms of the lifestyle and how and what it is to play?
I think probably what they understand the least is the players' reluctance at times to sign autographs after games. You've been a typical day, you're at the ballpark from 2 o'clock until midnight, and you really want to get home after the game, and you've got 400 people standing out there wanting autographs, and if you sign one, you're going to sign 15. If you sign 50, you'll sign 100, and if you do that, you don't get home at 2 in the morning. And I think that people don't understand sometimes the reluctance of a lot of guys to stop and sign autographs.
You were best known as a patient hitter, both from the point of view of taking pitches and also taking your time up at the plate, and also a good defensive first baseman. Did you pattern yourself after anybody, and what do you take the most pride in as a major leaguer in your skills?
Well, I didn't really pattern myself after anybody. I probably had a hitting style like Rod Cruz as much as anything that I used a lot of the field. Of course, I didn't run like him. I didn't hit as well as he did, but I didn't really pattern myself after any one person. The thing that I'm most proud of in the 12 years that I played is that I was a consistent player. I wasn't ever really bad, and I wasn't ever really great, but I was very good for 12 years. The manager knew what he could get out of me day in and day out, that I gave him everything I had while I was out there.
Could you tell me how the pre-batting ritual began?
I started that. I've got a damaged nerve at the base of my left thumb, and I started that in A-ball in the minor leagues in 1973. I made a pad out of Telfa gauze pads and tape, and they were very hard to make and very hard to break in. And if I didn't screw it down on my thumb real good to protect my thumb, then the thing would fall off, and I never did find it. I lost about two or three of them that way. So I started screwing that down on my thumb real good, and then I noticed that at times at the plate I would be thinking about the pad falling off, or my shirt tail being out, or my pants feeling like they're going to fall down. And I'd get a good pitch to hit, and I'd pop it up and make an out. And I thought, you know, if I had been concentrating totally on that pitch, I'd have hit it, you know, I'd have had a better chance. So I identified different things that bothered me before the pitch got there, and I decided I'd eliminate those things so I wouldn't be thinking about it. Small ideas from small minds.
Well, it seemed to have worked. I remember a play in Yankee Stadium, which I discussed with you a few months ago, where a runner on second thought it was automatic that he could take third on a ground ball to first, but you picked up the ball and fired over to third and got the runner on a tag play. Could you tell me what was going through your mind then and how it affected the game?
Well, the runner at that time was Ken Griffey. we had been struggling as a ball club, and it seemed like every time it happened in the first inning, it seemed like every time that we came out before we ever got to up the plate, we were down two or three runs, and King Griffey opened the game up with a double to left field, and I just took a gamble and played in, knowing that the chances of the ground, a ground ball being hit my way were pretty good. I played in more shallow than normal, and the ball was hit hard, and I was able to make the play. And Griffey said that all the years that he has played, that's the first time it ever happened to him. And it really picked our team up, and we went ahead and won the game that night. We were much more aggressive. So the one time I took a gamble, it worked.
Who is the one player since you've retired, and that you do work with, have been working as a coach since you've retired, can you tell me any one player who most reminds you of you when you were a player?
I think probably right now Chris James reminds me of me. He's intense. He's there to play every day. He's got a short temper. And he's got a good work ethic. He's a gamer, and I think that I probably see myself in him as much as anybody.
He's starting to have some success too.
Well, hopefully he'll have more than I did. He's a good player. He's a good hitter, and he plays hard. And the one thing he can do that I couldn't even run.
And finally, for posterity, tell us where do you live and what do you do now?
I live in Perryton, Texas, which is in the Texas Panhandle, a town of about 8,000 people. And I'm coaching first base for the Indians right now.
All right. Thank you very much.
You bet. Well, look who's here.